This is Elijah telling the man whom he has called, whom he had put his mantle on. Says in 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 2, Elijah said to Elisha, please stay here because the Lord has sent me to Bethel. Where were they? They were in Gilgal, verse 1. Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. So they're starting at Gilgal, and the Lord, Elijah told Elisha, stay here. I'm going. It was a test. Because later on we read, three times Elijah told Elisha to stay, and he said, no, I'll go on with you. And then finally, he first started in Gilgal, then he went to Bethel, verse 2, and then from there he went to Jericho, verse 4, and then he finally went to Jordan, verse 6. So these are four places. And every time Elijah told Elisha, no, stay here in Gilgal, Elisha said no. Then Elijah said, when they came to Bethel, Elijah said to Elisha, stay here in Bethel. And Elisha said no. And then when they came to Jericho, again Elijah said, stay here. And he said, no, I'm not going to stay. And you read that in the first few verses. Now, what do we learn from this? See, ultimately, when Elijah and Elisha crossed over Jordan, Elijah asked Elisha, okay, why in the world have you been following after me? What do you want? And Elisha, let me paraphrase his words. What do you think I've been following you for all this time? You think I'm looking for a title like director of the work or chief elder of this church that I've got to take over from you? I'm now your successor. You've been the elder so far. Please tell everybody I am the new elder. He wasn't interested in anything like that. Today, Christians are interested in titles, director, supervisor, chairman, and elder and all that. Elisha was not at all interested in that. He was interested in only one thing. And I wish all Christians would also be interested in the one thing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. All titles are worthless if you're not anointed with the Holy Spirit. To be known as an elder. Ho, big man in the church. You think you're more spiritual than everybody else. You should be a servant of everybody else. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. I've seen so many churches where there are people in the church are more anointed than the elder. It says here, Elisha said to Elijah, I don't want just the anointing you had. I want a double portion of the anointing you had. You know, he was bold in asking. He was thirsting for it. He said, what do you think I've been following you? And if you look at the miracles that Elisha did, you find he did exactly double the number of miracles that Elijah did. You calculate it and see. He got what he wanted. He was anointed with supernatural power from heaven because he thirsted for it. This is the first requirement. Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me. And if you believe in me, out of his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. The first requirement to be anointed with the Holy Spirit is not doctrinal understanding. He never spoke about doctrinal understanding. Today we have so many books on being filled with the Spirit, doctrinal understanding, but very few people who are genuinely filled. Because they don't have a thirst. Notice here, let's go back and see. At Gilgal. You know, Gilgal is the place you read in the book of Joshua, I think it's chapter 5, where it says, the reproach of Egypt was rolled away through circumcision. They circumcised and said, the reproach of Egypt has been rolled away. So that's the first step where we begin. Where our sins are forgiven, the past is blotted out, and you come to that place and are you happy to stay there? Elijah tells Elisha, you come to Gilgal, the reproach has been rolled away, your sins are forgiven, you're on your way to heaven now, stay here. Many people say, thank you, brother. Thank you. I've got an assurance I'm now going to die and be in God's kingdom. That's all I need. They stay in Gilgal all their life. You think such people will be anointed in the Holy Spirit? Never. So then they go on to Bethel. This is the people who've gone one step further. Bethel is the place where, Bethel means the house of God. This is where Jacob saw the ladder going up to heaven. He called it Bethel. So that this is people who have gone beyond forgiveness of sins and come into a New Testament church. See, this is wonderful. We're not just like those other people in the denominations, just their sins are forgiven and they live like that. No, we found a new covenant church you're a part of. There are people who glory in that, the church they belong to. And they don't have any life themselves. They don't have no anointing. But they're in a good church. They're a good church with good elders and anointed elders and new covenant church. Bethel, this is the house of God. This is not a dead denomination. This is the house of God, Bethel. Praise God that you went beyond Gilgal to Bethel. And Elijah says, stay here. He says, no, I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied with forgiveness of sins. I'm not satisfied that I'm a part of a new covenant church. No. Elijah says, I'm going to go on to Jericho. And you know what Jericho means, stands for. Jericho is the place where the power of God was manifested and they blew the trumpets and the walls fell down. And that's the other thing, you know, some people, they experience the power of God in some supernatural way in their life and they're satisfied with that. Maybe they got a genuine gift of tongues. A lot of tongues I've heard, 95% of what I've heard is fake. But there is a genuine gift of tongues and some have received it. I thank God for it. I use it in my private prayer. But that's some people are satisfied with that. Oh, a supernatural experience. Or they got some supernatural healing somewhere. And they talk about it for the rest of their lives. But they don't have an anointing. They just experience some manifestation of God's power. Do you know the children of Israel experienced the manifestation of God's power not once. Every single day for 40 years, they had food dropped from heaven. Every single day. In the desert, they got water from a rock. When they were bitten by snakes, they were supernaturally healed. Their clothes never wore out for 40 years. Their sandals never wore out for 40 years. They've got a testimony that they could go around testifying everywhere, and it was true. But it says God was not pleased with them. God was not pleased with any of them, we read. We read that in 1 Corinthians 10. We read that in Hebrews and chapter 3. So, Gilgal, great. Bethel, great. Jericho, power of God, great. Not good enough. It's not the anointing. These are just manifestations of God's goodness. And so, Elijah said, stay here in Jericho. Are you happy with it? You got forgiven. You found a new covenant church. You've experienced some supernatural answers to prayer. Are you happy? Elisha said, no. Elijah says, I'm going to Jordan. Elisha said, okay, I'm going to follow you. And Jordan speaks of death to self. Where does death to self come? Somewhere early on? No. See the stages. Gilgal, forgiveness of sins in the past blotted out. The reproach of our past life gone. Bethel, come into a new covenant church. Jericho, experiencing the power of God in our life. Still not satisfied. Oh, I wish there were more people like that who've experienced all this and say, I'm not satisfied. I want to go further. Jesus said, if you want to follow me, you got to take up the cross every day and follow me. I want to come to that life, which is called in Hebrews 10:20, the new and living way through the flesh, which is, speaks about the way Jesus went himself through the flesh. So that is the way of the cross. And Jordan was the place, you know, where Jesus was baptized. And baptism, when Jesus got baptized, he was saying, I accept death to myself, to be buried. I accept other people pushing me down, putting me to death, you know, inwardly. He lived like that for 33 years before he finally hung on the cross. Dying to self every day. Otherwise, he couldn't possibly tell us to take up the cross every day if he himself had not taken up the cross every day. He's not saying, well, I'm going to take up the cross once finally when I die on the cross, but you guys are going to take it up every day. No. He said, if you want to follow me, if you want to walk the way I walked, you have to take up the cross every day because that's the way I walked. So thereby he was telling us in Luke 9:23 that that is the way he walked all his life. And though Elisha didn't understand all of that, he wanted this. So that is what Jordan symbolizes, death to self. Jesus said, I submit to John the Baptist, burying me under the water, submitting to what? Symbolically saying, let people do what they like to me. I believe my Father will raise me up. Wherever there's an acceptance of death to self, the Father raises up people. We experience the power of resurrection. So that is what Jordan symbolizes. Submitting to the cross and not stopping there, experiencing the power of his resurrection. That's the real anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's the real power of the Holy Spirit. The power of his resurrection. And it's not something you just get once. Paul said towards the end of his life when he was 60 years old in Philippians, I want to know more of the power of his resurrection.